This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 8, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. It would come as no surprise to learn that acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill would not be retained by the incoming Obama administration. But many eyebrows have been raised following President Bush's announcement that Sturgill will be replaced by a new acting administrator just 4 days before Obama's inauguration. Lynn Osmus will take over effective January 16th. She's currently the FAA Assistant Administrator for Security and Hazardous Materials. That's a position she's held since July of 2003. There's been no word on whether Sturgill resigned to precipitate the change. When the U.S. domestic airlines announced last summer that they were planning capacity cuts, some industry observers worried the cuts would be too deep. Most of those carriers have now posted their stats for December, and it looks as if they planned about right. Delta Airlines proudly boasted this week it achieved a load factor for December of 80.1. That's an increase of 0.7 over December of 2007. Farther down the page, though, in the same news release, Delta said year-over-year capacity on its branded flights decreased 2.4%. Together with the load factor, it shows that capacity cuts were slightly greater than the drop in demand due to the recession, allowing the small increase in load factor. American and United also guessed about right, with capacity cuts which ended up closely matching drops in passenger counts. Both airlines posted slight improvements in load factor. Southwest and AirTran bucked the industry trend, posting both actual increases in passenger volume and declines in available seats. Southwest's load factor jumped to 69.7%. That's up 1.5 from the 68.2 recorded the same period the previous year. Embraer announced yesterday it has received the type certificate and supplemental type certificate from the FAA for its Lineage 1000 executive jet. The STC is for the jet's interior, which was designed, manufactured, and installed by PATS Aircraft Completions, a subsidiary of Decrane Aerospace located in the U.S. Luis Carlos Afonso, Embraer Executive VP for Executive Jets, commented, quote, "One of the great achievements of this project regards to the maximum range of the aircraft, which was extended to 4,500 nautical miles, giving operators new possibilities for routes and destinations," unquote. The jet previously received certification in Europe and Brazil. The Lineage 1000 is the largest executive jet in Embraer's portfolio and is based on the Embraer 190 commercial airliner. Early speculation about an accident at Denver last month in which a Continental 737 veered off a runway during its takeoff run and was destroyed has centered on the role crosswinds might have played. The National Transportation Safety Board has determined that there were no problems with the main gear tires or brakes. In an update to its factual report, which was released yesterday, NTSB revealed that both pilots recalled in separate interviews with investigators that the takeoff went normally, until the aircraft suddenly drifted left of centerline, and neither the rudder nor nose wheel steering was effective in regaining control. The pilots have not been identified, but the NTSB notes the captain had about 13,000 logged hours, including about 5,000 in the 737, while the first officer had 7,500 total hours and about 1,500 hours in type. The final NTSB report on probable cause is likely a year away. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A former Boeing line worker gets 10 months for sabotage. Airlines fight the FAA's new crew rest rules. And India becomes the first foreign buyer for Boeing's P-8. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of Rod Machado's entertaining talk on in-flight emergencies from AOPA's 2008 fly-in. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.